The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is a beautiful Monday morning here in Margate, and it's the 19th of June. As a reminder to our listeners, the only about 11 days left now to take advantage of the extra 10% off our everyday low prices. That expires on June 30th, which is coming up rather soon, a week from Friday. And keep in mind, on July 1st, we have our annual, first annual holiday fair. And we have about 50 vendors that will be here giving away samples, literature, taste testing, and a whole host of valuable items to the people that attend this great fair taking place on Saturday, July 1st, from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. But today we have more important issues to talk about with our licensed nutritionist, Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
And I know you're up at the WWNN studios in Boca Raton. However, you will be here today to see people from 2 o'clock until 5 o'clock.
That is true. I'll be there.
Well, we are looking forward to your arrival. I hope that you had a lovely Father's Day, as I did yesterday with Michael and the family.
I certainly did. Very, very nice.
And I look forward to doing it again next year. We had three of our grandchildren from us, Adam and his wife, Rochelle. And my daughter, Dominique, came in from Tampa, who works for Jarro, to spend the day with us over here with her husband and her husband's daughter. So it was a great day, and we look forward to doing more of these family days in the future, which are always nice. But today we have something to talk about having to do with what people can do to make sure they're here for next year. And I think it's an important factor that people have to consider. Heart disease is still the number one killer in the United States today. And a lot of people sort of neglect it because they think there's an easy cure for it. That's a pharmaceutical in a bottle, you take a pill and the heart disease is gone. It doesn't work that way. We here at Save-A-Lot, and of course with the years of experience Janet has always tried to help people in prevention. And that is the key to preventing heart disease, prevention. You want to be taking the right supplements along with the proper diet, exercise, less stress, and a whole host of other things that go into preventing heart disease. So, Janet, we're going to try and cover that today. I know it's a very large topic, and an hour is certainly not enough time to go through everything. But sitting in front of me, I'm going to read you off some of the products that I know that you have used and I have used to help people prevent heart disease. I'm looking at the Reggie Schreiss Magnesium Optimizer, CoQ10, PQQ, L-carnitine, niacin, Maximum Omega 2000 fish oil, EGMs, serrapeptase, nattokinase, and ubiquinol. So I will let you start the whole discussion giving people a great deal of knowledge about how they can prevent heart disease.
And thank you, Al. Certainly it's important, I think, for people to understand, as you mentioned, heart disease, circulatory disease, is the leading killer of Americans, and certainly a leading killer of individuals around the world. And I think it's really important for people to understand maybe some symptom that they might be dealing with that they don't think of as very important. I think, you know, it's important to understand what are those little hints that your body is giving you that maybe your heart and your circulatory system isn't working as efficiently as it should. And so some of those things, they are slightly different for men and women. So fatigue, and it's interesting because how many people go to see their physicians that they are so fatigued and they're asked, okay, are you sleeping? Yes, well, there's no reason for this intensity of fatigue. I feel like I've got lead in my feet. It's a heaviness. Certainly, if you're dealing with any kind of palpitations, and what I talk about would be palpitations on a regular basis, and maybe palpitations that go on for an extended period of time. If on a rare occasion you get a little blip in your heart rate, that isn't what I'm talking about. I'm talking about ongoing irregularity, arrhythmias, and that's a very good sign from your body that yes, indeed, there's something going on that you need to pay attention to. Maybe I talked about fatigue, but also weakness, that your muscles just don't feel as though they've got the strength to carry you around, muscles in your legs, and certainly just an overall feeling of weakness. Maybe you're dealing with dizziness. So if you stand up from a chair and you're dizzy, that's something to investigate a little bit more. Maybe you're breathless. Maybe just walking a relatively short distance, let's say a city block, leaves you breathless. Or going up one flight of stairs, that leaves you breathless. Those are things that really you should pay attention to. It's interesting because for women, the list of possible hints from your body that your heart is requiring some extra attention, the list is different for women. And what am I talking about? A non-productive cough. So all of a sudden, you're coughing during the day, maybe not overwhelming cough, but just an occasional non-productive cough. Very interesting, because that can be a sign that there are things going on with your heart, and that is a symptom for women to be paying attention to. Women very often experience nausea when there is something amiss with heart function. That heavy sensation on your chest, and it can be, some people say it just feels like I can't get a breath. Some people say it's extreme. It feels like I have an elephant sitting on my chest. And for both men and women, jaw pain can be a sign that, yes, indeed, your heart is in need of some support. There's a long list of causes and certainly a long list of contributing factors from our diets, but it's important to understand that the best way to approach this certainly has to do with prevention. So what does the medical community do? They have a whole list of medications for very specific outcome that are meant to be in the realm of prevention. And I'm going to pick on two of my pet peeves in this discussion this morning. Well, there are people who have been told by their doctors, well, your cholesterol is significantly over 200, your LDL cholesterol is too high, and you must take this statin drug. Okay. And how long ago were those statin drugs introduced into the marketplace? Around 1990? Between 90 and 95? Okay, have we seen a dramatic decrease in heart attacks and heart disease and circulatory disease because so many people who have elevated cholesterol, so many people over the age of 50 are taking cholesterol-lowering drugs? I don't think the statistics bear out the benefits of using a cholesterol-lowering drug to minimize your risk of heart disease and heart attack. That's my number one pet peeve. Then my second one is high blood pressure medication. And I'll go through the different choices of the medications that may be offered to you by your physician. The high blood pressure medications have been in the marketplace for 70 years, long time. If they were doing the job, if lowering your blood pressure with a chemical were the answer, then wouldn't you expect to see heart disease and heart attack and circulatory disease on the decline among Americans? I would expect all of that money we're putting into research as to combining chemicals that will actually lower your blood pressure, all of that research money that we're putting in to devise ways to lower cholesterol, maybe we could think about using that money to research the benefits in high-quality foods. Maybe we could use that money to research the benefits of eliminating a wide range of different chemicals that are applied to our food, those chemicals that are given to our livestock, that whole approach that we don't necessarily need to focus on natural. We need these exotic chemicals because they're going to have dramatically important effect on our bodies. We're going to lower our cholesterol with statin drugs. We're going to lower our blood pressure with a wide range of different chemicals that are going to impact our heart and blood vessels. But the heart disease and heart attack rates, they're not falling. That music means that it's time for us to take a break here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I am speaking also with Mr. Al Foreman, who is available at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. We'll be right back after these messages. Save-A-Lot has the entire spectrum of products to support your good health. Let's begin with those choices of organic foods at Save-A-Lot. Minimize your exposure to artificial chemicals found in fertilizers, pesticides, and genetically modified organisms. Choose organic foods and support your good health, as well as supporting ethical food practices. Come to Save-A-Lot and see your organic food choices at great prices, the best prices, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza, 754-307-1655.
Jana Juice is the innovative way to get the benefits of super juices in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Pomegranate benefits without the sugar, acai, noni, Koji Berry Magnesine, Lychee in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Easy to carry with you to work, when traveling, or just too busy to juice. Antioxidants that provide immune support benefits in two capsules. Find out more at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center. Come in and speak to our friendly and knowledgeable team.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Monday, It is the 19th of June. And Janet and I are speaking about heart disease today, a number one killer here in the United States of America. And people have to learn how to use prevention to stop themselves from acquiring any kind of condition that would give them cause to be worried about heart disease. And you covered a couple of areas, Janet, but I know you have a lot more to cover, so I'm going to turn it back to you.
Thanks, Al. Okay. I have a little bit of a hint for people to evaluate their possible potential risk for developing heart attack or heart disease. And this is specifically for those people over the age of 40. So you want to hold up your left hand and you're going to take a look at your pointer finger, your index finger, all right? And then you're going to take a look at your ring finger. And I'm getting kind of some skeptical looks around here, but this is something just to give you a hint. So maybe if you have what I'm going toward describing and some of the other symptoms that I described, well, maybe it's time for you to come on in and see me at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, and I'll take a look at your blood work and we'll figure out what your risks are. Okay. If your ring finger is shorter than your index finger, your pointing finger, that is an indication of risk of heart disease. If your ring finger is longer, that is an indication that you are dealing with a healthy heart. Now, here's the problem. I'm looking at my left hand and my ring finger is substantially longer than my index finger. But then when I'm looking at my right hand, I got a short ring finger. So, we have one example of excellent long ring fingers on both hands. I have really good long ring finger on my left hand, and I'm going to go with that one because that's the left side, that's your heart and all of that. Okay, so take a look at your fingers and see if your ring finger is longer than your index finger on your left hand. Just a little bit of a hint that heart and circulation is working very well. Okay, so I talked about some of the symptoms that people might be dealing with. Let's talk about some of the causes. Stress. I think that that's one of the most significant issues that Americans deal with today that is a contributing factor to their risk of high blood pressure and ultimately heart and circulatory disease. Why stress? Well, you think about when someone's stressed, they're clenching their teeth, they're holding their muscles tight, their neck and shoulders, the muscles in the neck and shoulders are very tight. What does that mean? It means that your muscles are squeezing those blood vessels. And when those blood vessels are squeezed, it's really hard for blood to be moving through those blood vessels. What does that mean? It means it makes your heart work way harder. Then you think about, all right, stress is going to be increasing your cortisol levels, your physical response to emotional, psychological, physical stress is elevated cortisol. Elevated cortisol, you have a wide range of different metabolic functions that respond to that elevated cortisol. Once in a while, to have Elevated cortisol, not a problem. On a regular basis, yes, indeed, a problem. Changing your body chemistry and contributing to the deterioration of quality circulation, deterioration of quality function of your heart, that pump function of your heart and the pump function of your blood vessels. So when you're dealing with the narrowing of your blood vessels, when you're dealing with inflammatory processes, ultimately there may be an accumulation of debris in certain areas of your body, and that accumulation of debris blocks the blood vessels, and it could be blocking blood vessels throughout your body or blocking blood vessels in your heart. And that's where we get the bypass surgical approach. Okay, we see that narrowing in your coronary arteries, and we see that accumulation of debris in your coronary arteries. We are going to go in there. We're going to open it up and do a bypass procedure, or we're going to put a stent in there and open up that blood vessel. What you're not being told is, unfortunately, far too often the stent is recalcified, or a debris is accumulating on that medical device within a year of having been implanted. Maybe you have certain exposure to bacteria that have an inflammatory impact on your circulatory system. Maybe you are dealing with high blood pressure, and that high blood pressure putting extreme stress on your heart. Maybe your LDL cholesterol is very high. What is that an indication to me? Elevated LDL is inflammation. Your body produces LDL cholesterol in response to inflammation. So your liver makes that LDL cholesterol. It sends it out to an area of infection, inflammation, and the LDL cholesterol, that sticky stuff, is meant to cover over the inflammation, covering over the inflammation to allow it to heal. And if nothing changes in your diet, in your lifestyle, in your stress management, then that inflammation is never going to heal. The idea is the LDL covers over the inflammation. You change things, the inflammation subsides. HDL comes along, breaks apart the LDL, brings it back to the liver. It's a perfect system. But instead of acknowledging the perfection of that system, we're saying it is a disease-causing situation, elevated cholesterol. And we're going to give you an array of different drugs to reduce that cholesterol. And so you're interrupting a very normal way that your body is meant to function. So here's interesting information. A clinical study, 41 patients with high cholesterol. They were given bioidentical steroid hormones to replace those they had lost as a normal part of aging. Guess what happened? Their cholesterol went down. I talk about this all the time with people who come to see me with thyroid issues, that yes, indeed, when their thyroid function is low, their cholesterol level is going to go up. What was the medical approach to elevated cholesterol before the advent of cholesterol-lowering drugs? Giving thyroid support hormones that lowered cholesterol. So now this clinical study is saying that when you overall raise hormone levels in individuals as they are aging, cholesterol level goes down. What does that tell you? Tells you that cholesterol's a necessary part of having your hormones function normally. So LDL cholesterol's dropped a whopping 24% on average, and their total cholesterol levels plunged 25%. 100% of the volunteers also reported significant improvement in their quality of life. How many people on cholesterol-lowering drugs report improvement in their quality of life? Not that many. A lot of times they're talking about, oh, they feel weak. Oh, their digestive system is upset. Oh, I really have a lot of muscle achiness and pain. Okay, my other pet peeve having to do with blood pressure medication. I see so many people whose blood pressure has not necessarily responded very well to the medication, and consequently, the recommendation, the medical approach has been to put them on a variety of different types of blood pressure medication. ACE inhibitors, they're meant to make your arteries expand so that there's easy flow of blood and less stress on your heart. Beta blockers that are going to slow the heart rate. Okay, what else do they slow? They slow your energy. So instead of having improved quality of life, unfortunately, very often they have fatigue and weakness with their beta blocker blood pressure medication. What about calcium channel blockers? Those are the ones that allow your blood vessels to relax. So when the blood vessel is more relaxed, your blood pressure is going to be lower. Once again, you're dealing with a possibility that you may experience fatigue. The vasodilators, those are the ones that are going to enhance, they're going to increase the blood flow to the heart. Sometimes it gets into something a little bit more, a combination with a diuretic. So reducing the possibility that there might be an abnormal accumulation of fluid that then creates more of a problem for your heart. So many different approaches, both with the cholesterol approach and the blood pressure lowering approach, and they interfere with how things are meant to work. And what we're going to be talking about when I come back after this break are all of the different foods that you can use to enhance the quality of your health and specifically balance heart and blood pressure as well as cholesterol, and the specific supplements that you can use to dramatically enhance the quality of your life. You're tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I am here at the WNN studios in Boca Raton. Mr. Al Foreman is at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655. Caring for your health doesn't stop with taking the best supplements. Caring for your health also means reducing your exposure to harmful chemicals. Come see the great selection of skincare products that contain no harmful chemicals. Products that support your good health and the health of the world around us. Natural hair care, body washes, fragrances, essential oils, moisturizers. All of these support your good health with natural products, natural ingredients at great prices, fabulous prices, unmatched prices. All at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. 754-307-1655. 1-800-273-1655.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health? Now you can conveniently schedule consultations with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionalist at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations in her office with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Come see Janet and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center and tune in to hear Janet on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on WNN.
This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Monday, the 19th of June, and Janet Cimarelli will be here today from 2 to 5. Tomorrow she'll be here from 11 to 2. And we look forward to those people with these different health challenges to come and visit with Janet so you can get on a path that will help you find the happiness and the health that you're so sorely looking for. Just a quick story, Janet, for the people who know me. Back in April of 95, I was having chest pains, and I went to Cleveland Clinic to see what was causing the chest pains. Dr. Howard Bush did an angiogram and found that I had 4 blocked arteries. And I guess that many years ago, I really didn't pay too much attention to taking a wide variety of different supplements. My feelings today, of course, have changed dramatically. But I had quadruple bypass in April of 95. That was 22 years ago. And thank God today, I am still a very healthy human being with no stents. And I'm still able to perform everything I love to do and lead a life that I'm very proud of. But that what has helped me most is the array of supplements that people know that I take. And I think this has been a big, major factor in my health, in addition to the fact that I do once a month chelation therapy and have been doing it now for 20 years. And I go to Dr. Herb Slavin once a month. I did a series of one treatment a week for a year. And then thereafter, it was maintenance once a month. But some of the products that I do take are Reggie's Rice, Magnesium Optimizer, Ubiquinol, PQQ, fish oils, L-carnitine, vitamin E, natokinase, and many other products that people may not be totally aware of. But be this as it may, Janet, I know that you have a lot more important issues that you want to get to, helping people prevent future heart disease. So I'm going to turn it back to you.
Okay. And so important for people to understand the benefits of chelation therapy. You had 4 blocked coronary arteries, and the bypass approach was able to overcome those blockages. But my statement to people is, okay, well, you have some blockages in your coronary arteries, and the bypass approach and the stents, those will take care of those coronary blockages. However, you may have accumulations of debris throughout your body that make it hard for your heart to function well. And that is not being attended to, but when you do chelation therapy, you are clearing out the debris throughout your body. So not just your coronary arteries are cleaned out, but your arteries and blood vessels throughout your body are cleaned out. Very helpful as an overall protection against the stress that has the potential to harm your heart. Another another approach that Dr. Slavin's Institute of Advanced Medicine offers to people is a heart rate variability test. The heart rate variability test is going to give you an indication of your body's ability to handle stress, the amount of stress that you're under. It will also give you information about arterial flexibility. So many different aspects of heart and circulatory function are tested in this approach, heart rate variability test, and very quick, very easy. I think it's maybe a 3-minute long test, and you get a report within 5 minutes of taking the test. So something that is available. I do believe insurance does pay for the heart rate variability test, so that's available at Dr. Herb Slavin's office. But what are we talking about here today? We're talking about nutrition that can make a difference in your everyday energy, your heart function. If your heart isn't functioning well and that exchange of gases doesn't happen efficiently, your oxygen can be low. When your oxygen is low, that is affecting your brain. So you can see this is all dramatically connected, and you do want to do as much as possible that is within your power to actually make a difference in your heart health. Okay, so what are some of the foods that I talk to people about? Garlic, and it can be a garlic capsule. It can be cooked garlic. It can be raw garlic. I have been at seminars where the information on garlic research has been presented. It is astonishing with regard to how beneficial garlic can be in all those three forms. So you're going to get a certain benefit from a garlic extract. You're going to get a different benefit from cooked garlic, and you're going to get another benefit from raw garlic. And so a lot of times people think, well, I don't want to cook certain things. I'm going to get much better benefit if I'm going to use it in a raw state. But garlic, the benefits are available cooked, raw, and in a supplement. And then what goes very nicely with garlic? Olive oil. There is an area in southwestern Greece where the olive oil has been tested with regard to its benefit on heart and circulatory function, and the research has provided positive feedback time and time and time again. So olive oil, excellent addition to your diet. And when you are choosing olive oil, you really want to make sure that it is in a darker bottle so that it's protected from light. You might think about adding just a little bit of vitamin E to the bottle when you open it, because the vitamin E is going to protect it from rancidity changes. And an additional support to allowing the olive oil to do wonders for your heart and circulation. Fresh foods. It is important to understand that when something is fresh, you're going to get much better delivery of the enzymes, the minerals, the vitamins in those fresh foods. Fish. Don't forget to be eating your high-fat fish. Fish choices like salmon, of course, sardines, those are things that provide an array of essential fatty acids that are supportive of heart and circulatory function. When your heart and circulation works well, then your brain is going to benefit from the essential fatty acids in the fish. Berries. The components that are found in berries have dramatic anti-aging effect. And so superfruits like people can find in the Jana Juice supplement, an array of superfruits that provide protective substances to your heart and circulatory system. Okay, hawthorn. Are you using your hawthorn on a regular basis? If you have any kind of symptom or the thought that, oh, in my family there has been heart and circulatory issues for years, hawthorn is dramatic in its ability to balance blood pressure, to enhance circulatory function. So important to understand that there are many different herbs out there. The garlic, as I mentioned, the hawthorn, so helpful to supporting health and heart health and circulatory function. Al mentioned that there were on the desk in my office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, carnitine, taurine, a very nice combination of amino acids that have specific beneficial effect, not only on heart function and the cells of your heart, but they're going to be very beneficial with regard to cholesterol levels, liver function, and so you have a comprehensive approach to supporting and benefiting your heart and circulatory function. Vitamin E, wow. That research on the benefits of vitamin E for heart health has been around, I'm going to say, more than 80 years. And, of course, at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, you can find Unique E. In addition to the Unique E tocopherols, there are also available tocotrienols. That combination of tocopherols and tocotrienols provide comprehensive protection on a cellular level for the cells of your heart. And you're going to get a little bit of reduction in inflammatory processes. You are going to get protection of your heart tissue cells. That's what we want. We need the protection against the forces of aging, and vitamin E supplies that protection. And as I said, my favorite vitamin E, Unique E, and anywhere from 1 to 3 capsules of Unique E a day, creating support for your hormones, circulation, blood chemistry, and cellular protection for your heart. I mentioned the herbs that are so beneficial, the garlic and the hawthorn. Okay, how about cayenne? And some people, when I mention cayenne, they say to me, oh, it's too spicy. I can't do it. I have a very negative digestive response to it. Oh, Solaray has cool cayenne. Not a problem. That music means that it's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I just want to let you know that I'll be available to take a look at your blood work, to discuss your supplement program, to discuss any medications you're using, a variety of health challenges that you might be dealing with. I'll be at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center from 2 to 5 today. And you can come on in and see me, 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center. Trying to find us? Put Penn Dutch Margate into your GPS. Take you right to us. I'll be right back after these messages. come to my office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. I can evaluate your blood work to determine the beneficial activity of your supplements. For comprehensive testing information and personalized recommendations, speak with me, Janet Cimarelli, and get the guidance needed to achieve meaningful results for your personal health issues. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is located at 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center in Margate.
Have you decided to follow a gluten-free lifestyle? So many have found living gluten-free is helpful in reducing gastrointestinal problems, allergic reactions, headaches, joint and muscle pain, and also for shedding those extra pounds. For a selection of gluten-free products at awesome prices, come shop today for your gluten-free pasta, cereals, breads, cookies, baking mixes, and more. Find them all at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Monday, the 19th of June, and Janet Cimarelli will be here today from 2 to 5, tomorrow Tuesday from 11 to 2. And I want to remind our listeners that up until June 30th, you have another 11 days in which to take advantage of an additional 10% off the everyday low prices here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour or store. And as Janet pointed out, it's in the Penn Dutch Plaza Shopping Center. We are on the south end. They are on the north end. Our hours of operation are Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturday, we are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. The Saturday you want to mark on your calendar is the 1st of July. That's a week from this Saturday, where we'll be having a holiday fair with 50 different vendors from different companies that are going to give away taste testing, samples, literature, coupons, and a whole host of other things required. So please stop in on July 1st, Saturday. We are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and take advantage of this great fair that we're running with all these different vendors. Janet, I know you only have a little bit of time left, but I want to turn it back to you so that you can complete or try to help people understand the benefits of using different types of supplements to prevent heart disease.
Okay, thank you, Al. And as usual, I get down to the very end of the hour and I have to talk fast, so important for people to understand, vitamin D plays an interesting role with regard to heart and circulatory disease. So many times there's different viral components, different bacterial components that contribute to the inflammation. So here's that cascade, and vitamin D enhances how your immune response can focus on viruses and bacteria, any invading microorganism that has the potential to create inflammation. So I talked about some of the different ways that the blood pressure drugs work, and I talked about calcium channel blockers. Okay, magnesium, it's a calcium channel blocker. Potassium, crucially important to enhance the electrical function of your heart. So magnesium, potassium, omega-3, vitamin D, so important at supporting normal, healthy, efficient, effective heart function. Okay, I talked about some of the cholesterol-lowering drugs. When you're taking a cholesterol-lowering drug, you are interfering with normal function of your liver. You are interfering with hormone production and so on. If you have very specific concern with regard to your cholesterol level, Niacin and oat bran, that combination has been shown to be extremely efficient at lowering cholesterol. So what do you want to do? So many people think, I can't take that niacin. I have an allergic reaction to it. No, indeed, it is not an allergic reaction. You are getting benefits from that niacin when you get a niacin flush. What's the benefit? You're opening up tiny blood vessels near the surface of your skin. You are enhancing that relaxation of blood vessels that is so crucial to taking away the stress of a heart pump function. So niacin, opening the blood vessels, as well as when you combine it with oat bran, you're going to have a beneficial impact with regard to cholesterol levels. Okay, one of my favorite supplements of all time. People can literally feel the difference the moment they take coenzyme Q10. CoQ10, dramatically supportive of your heart. What happens when you have supported and optimized levels of CoQ10 in your body? Each contraction of your heart allows a greater volume of blood to pass through your heart. That efficiency is able to raise blood and tissue oxygen levels. We know that when you have sufficient levels of coenzyme Q10 in your heart tissue, those cells work better. As coenzyme Q10 levels tend to fall with aging, with changes in diet, as those levels fall, the efficiency of the cells in the heart falls as well. When coenzyme Q10 falls even below that level, the cells in your heart tissue no longer function. They can't replicate. There is nothing so important in my mind for supporting healthy heart function as coenzyme Q10. So let's say if you are under 40, CoQ10, that's a fine supplement to be taking, maybe 100 milligrams a day. Over 40, you might want to consider ubiquinol so that there is no question about whether the coenzyme Q10 ubiquinone is converting to ubiquinol. That conversion process might not necessarily be as efficient when you're over 45, 50. So for sure, if you're over 50, make the choice for ubiquinol. If you're dealing with fatigue, ubiquinol. If you are dealing with a less than optimal ability to handle stress, to get your work done, to do all of the things that you'd like to do over the course of the day, the way to go, coenzyme Q10. Let's say you have headaches on occasion. Let's say that your blood pressure is not necessarily all that predictable. Very easy approach to use omega-3. Carlson has a Med Omega product that just one teaspoon gives you 1,200 milligrams of EPA to reduce inflammation, 1,200 milligrams of DHA to enhance your brain. So what could be better? You're supporting your heart, you're reducing inflammation, you're supporting your brain chemistry. To a certain extent, you're enhancing how your immune system works. For sure, you are supporting your liver. Okay, so what are some of the things that you can do on a regular basis to just provide the basic support to heart health. Hydration. You say, well, you know, how important is hydration? Well, when you are properly hydrated, the viscosity of your blood is supported in a beneficial area, and it takes stress off your heart. The circulation happens so very easily. Exercise. So anytime you are raising your heart and respiration rate, you are strengthening those functions. You are enhancing oxygenation. Keep your heart strong. It's a muscle. When you work it, it gets stronger. That muscle density, so important for proper heart function. Are you smoking? You gotta stop smoking. Absolutely have to stop smoking. The smoking creates such a challenge for your heart and your lungs. You are depressing function that needs to be supported. And you say, okay, well, I'm taking my fish oil, I'm exercising, I drink all that good water, I use garlic, I use olive oil. You're doing all those wonderful things. Stop smoking. Be really, really careful with sugar. Sugar, you know, you talk to people about blood pressure and they'll say, well, I'm on a very low sodium diet. And I say, well, are you on a low sugar diet? Because in more people, sugar is a culprit in raising blood pressure. More people have an adverse response to sugar than to salt. No caffeine, manage stress, take good care of yourself. Come on in and see me at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, 754-307-1655, and we'll tell you how to find us. Have a great day. We'll be back tomorrow at 10. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.